folks, your OS reviews, you're watching our video first look and a quick review of the Nokia Lumia 1520. This is one of the largest Windows phones that you can pick up currently, and although it's slightly outdated by today's standards, it still packs a punch as if you're looking for a Windows phone phablet. It has since been updated to Windows 10 Mobile automatically. There are two versions that you can find on the market, one which is for AT&T service here in the States, and another which is the international unlocked version, which includes wireless charging out of the box. Otherwise, the specifications are the same and includes a Snapdragon 800 processor, which is a quad-core chip clocked at 2.2 gigahertz. Again, not the latest and greatest anymore, but still fast enough for most games, as well as for multitasking and playing back various apps. So it does quite well still. Has 2 gigs of built-in DDR3 RAM, which at the time was cutting edge, and also included a 20 megapixel PureView camera on the back, which is also still very good in terms of specifications. Allows you to snapshots in high fidelity, as well as play around with those settings in terms of editing them using the Lumia suite, which has now been replaced by the Microsoft suite. So otherwise, you have a 6-inch TFT IPS display on the front here, which is very vibrant and bright, and it has a full 1080p HD resolution. Other features include access to, of course, GPS, Bluetooth Wi-Fi, and 4G LTE. On the sides here, you have access to a nano SIM card slot in addition to a micro USB port for expanding the built-in 16GB of memory. As you can see here, for such a large phone, it is fairly slim and overall very sleek looking. The bottom also features access to a micro USB port for charging. It takes about 3 hours to completely charge, and then it's going to last you for about 2 days since the battery on here is so large. And there's also a rear-facing speaker, which is loud, but unfortunately slightly on the tinier side of the spectrum if you crank up the volume. Of course, the PureView camera here is outstanding and also includes a dual-tone LED flash in the very top here. This is a one-piece phone, so the back is actually not removable, so that's something to point out. It does come in a few different color iterations, and otherwise, you have access on the sides here to power on-off switch, as well as a dedicated key for taking shots with the camera, so it does act as a dual-stage autofocus key as well, which is interesting. There's also dedicated volume control and a 3.5mm headphone jack on the very top. So the layout here is pretty standard, and again, it resembles the early days of kind of Nokia's design, starting from the Nokia N9. It kind of carried over here with that slab, ultra-modern form factor, with that polycarbonate frame, which means it's one piece of plastic, so even if you chip it, it's still going to have the same color on the inside, and it hides wear and tear quite nicely. Top features access to a camera for video conferencing. There's also the Nokia logo and a earpiece. And of course, you have all the gestures that Windows Phone has now incorporated, including double tap to wake. And there's also going to be an always on clock displayed on the bottom here, just to show you notifications and the clock at a quick glance. So if we double tap here, you can see that it turns on pretty quickly, and there's 3 capacitive controls which are backlit as well, which correspond to the Windows back and search keys. So if we slide all the way up here, you have again access to this pretty typical Windows 10 in the layout, which has since been updated. You have access also to your list of commonly used applications if you slide to the right, and there's also a universal search on the very top here. The drag-down notification drawer has seen significant updates since the days of Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8 and Windows Phone 7. There's now access to things like more options for turning various features, including wireless features, as well as launching the camera, Bluetooth, rotation lock, cellular data, mobile hotspot, as well as using the phone's LED flash as a flashlight, so those things can all be accessed a bit more easily now. Some of the other features that you'll find on here, which is quite handy, especially as a phablet, is one-handed use. So if I tap on the Windows key for a few seconds, that shrinks down the screen and essentially makes it easier to use if you're holding this phablet using just one hand. When you're done, you can just tap on the top there just to exit out of that. Otherwise, again, the screen here is extremely bright and vibrant. It offers Nokia's pure black technology, but one of the limitations is going to be that viewing angle, which, although good, isn't outstanding. Sometimes if you tilt it too significantly, colors do get slightly more muddled and washed out. Otherwise, you have access to commonly used apps such as, of course, Microsoft Edge. There's Cortana support here for voice searching. It does require you to set up a Microsoft account, so if you aren't tied into the Microsoft ecosystem yet, and you're currently using just Gmail apps, that's something to take note of. The App Store here is still not as great as something like the Android App Store or the iOS Store, but it still is growing, and you have access to some very good productivity tools, including, of course, the full version of Microsoft Word, PowerPoint, Excel built in. So if you are using this for work, as well as linking this up maybe to a larger screen, it does make for a pretty compelling productivity tool. So businesses might still like this whole Windows ecosystem, including Windows Phone. So other things on here, not too much bloatware going on, some basic AT&T apps, since this is the AT&T version, including AT&T Locker, Navigator, Radio, some other things from Nokia as well, but since then, a lot of these features have been slowly phased out. Here, Maps is still available, allows you to navigate using offline apps that you can download ahead of time using the phone's GPS, and that works quite well. There's also access to news, which is kind of similar to Blink Feed and accommodates, takes in all of your various preferences as well as categories that you like, and then integrates them together in this one platform. There's the Windows Store, some music playback and video playback sources. There's a wallet app on here as well, Xbox app. And otherwise, some of the Lumia specific apps which no longer work include Lumia Beamer, which is unfortunate because it was one of the more interesting apps that we saw from Nokia. So it allowed you to wirelessly transfer whatever is being displayed on your phone onto a larger screen, such as a computer screen or a smart television that has Wi-Fi, by scanning a code on your monitor, and afterwards it's going to beam information wirelessly. So that was something that was interesting that unfortunately cannot be used anymore. With that being said, it's since been replaced by maybe hard wiring, so you can use a OTG to a micro HDMI port and then use it that way. And there's other apps that you can maybe find third party from the store these days. So anyways, it's a quick